For more than 30 years, students across Europe have taken advantage of an exchange program called Erasmus, but British students are now out of luck. The United Kingdom's government has decided to leave the program. Rebecca Rossman reports.
When he was studying in the United States, Connor Keenan quickly became known by his American peers as the European.
People would often be asking me, well, what's Paris like, or what's Brussels? Have you ever been to Germany? And I had never really been east of London.
So he decided to change that. Keenan, who is from Northern Ireland, signed up for an Erasmus volunteer program in Luxembourg. That's where he met Raquel Rodriguez from Portugal.
I think I met Connor when I arrived, maybe the day after I arrived.
Today, they're married with two kids. Keenan says, well, there's literally no other way to say it.
I wouldn't be sitting beside this beautiful woman otherwise, and there wouldn't be two children who can speak English and Portuguese in this house otherwise. So we live the legacy, I suppose, every day, you know.
But babies are only one part of the Erasmus legacy. It has become one of the EU's most successful forms of soft power, an exchange of cultures, languages, and ideas made accessible to all Europeans. Although students in Northern Ireland can still study under the program, for other British citizens, it's now just another item on a long list of things they're being shut out of post-Brexit.
On Erasmus, it was a tough decision.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced in late December that the Erasmus exchange was too expensive.
So what we're doing is producing a UK scheme for students to go around the world.
Johnson says the Turing scheme, named for the mathematician Alan Turing, will save the UK $25 million and support 35,000 British students to study abroad every year. But critics call the new program one-sided.
I think what the UK is going to miss out on is really this idea of exchange and building bridges.
Terry Reintke is a German member of European Parliament. She's been campaigning, so far unsuccessfully, to let students from Scotland and Wales continue to participate in Erasmus. Both countries voted against Brexit in the UK's referendum in 2016. Reintke says her campaign is influenced by her own experience. She spent a year studying in Scotland with Erasmus. One of the things she loved the most, live folk music.
This for me was something that I enjoyed so much, and I'm really still missing it today, you know, because I think in mainland Europe it's not so common to have that.
One of Boris Johnson's criticisms of Erasmus was that twice as many European students came to the UK compared to British students studying abroad. But Connor Keenan says that really isn't the point.
They brought new ideas and new accents and new languages, and the world will be a bit less colourful without it, for sure.
Keenan says the diversity of those European students coming to the UK enriched the communities they lived in and the organisations they worked for. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Bologna, Italy.